Good day, Mike Powers with your KWIN News headlines. The city of Trenton is preparing to roll out new trash pickup requirements as it transitions to service through Nuga Waste. Trash will continue to be collected on Wednesdays, and the city will soon begin delivering one trash can per household. Officials say crews will not pick up trash outside of the provided container. Residents must keep the lids closed, bag all household trash, and leave at least 3 feet of space around the cans. Furniture, appliances, and other bulky items will not be collected. Additional details are still being finalized, and a frequently asked questions link will be posted soon. If you have questions now, you're certainly welcome to contact Trenton City Hall, 706-657-4167. In Jackson County, the District Attorney's Office has announced that Amy Allen of Sand Mountain has been convicted of trafficking in methamphetamine and possession of drug paraphernalia. Following the verdict, Judge Benson scheduled a sentencing hearing for March 24th, 1:30 that day. Prosecutors say the conviction sends a clear message that drug trafficking will not be tolerated in Jackson County. The DA's office also thanked the Sheriff's Office and the State Bureau of Investigation for their work on the case. Also in Jackson County, the candidate field is now set for the 2026 election cycle. That, after qualifying, has officially closed. Several races will be decided in the May 19th primary election. For Jackson County Board of Education District 4, Robbie King faces Josh Fralick. Commission Chairman Bill Nance will face Zach Talley, while District 1 Commissioner Chris Gully is in a three-way race against David Blizzard and John Braden Peacock, a contest that would require a runoff in certain circumstances. The Republican primary for Jackson County Sheriff includes Craig Holcomb, Eric Woodall, Tony Baker, and Bradley Talley, making a runoff likely if no candidate earns a majority. At the state level, Senator Steve Livingston faces Democrat Katie Kramer in November. If needed, a runoff election will be held June 16th, with the general election set for November 3rd. Voters can verify registration information at myinfo.alabamavotes.gov. Back here in Dade County, advanced voting begins Monday for the special called elections in Georgia's 14th Congressional District and the State Senate District 53 race. All advanced voting will take place at 71 Case Avenue, downtown Trenton. Election day is set for Tuesday, March 10th. Voters are encouraged to cast their ballots early and remember to bring proper identification. For more information, visit the Georgia Secretary of State's My Voter page online. And it'll be a busy weekend sports-wise here on KWIN. We'll start on Saturday with the Lady Mocs are on the air Saturday afternoon, followed by the Georgia Bulldogs Saturday night with College Hoops. Then the Daytona 500 takes the green flag on Sunday. The Great American Race returns this weekend with coverage starting at 1:30 Sunday afternoon from the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR. You'll be able to catch every lap and every hoop all weekend long right here on 101.3, 106.1, and 1420 AM Classic Hits KWIN. That's your local and regional news update from Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.